Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. If you're listening to this in real time, tomorrow's going to be Christmas Eve, and I hope you'll make plans to join us at 3 and 5 p.m. in English and at 5 p.m. for Espanol. And at 5 p.m., we do have birth through pre-K childcare, and also our Shine room, our Shine ministry, will fully functioning at that 5 p.m. hour as well. We'd love to see you in person for that, if at all possible. Well, one of the things I love about Pastor Chuck, and there's so many things I love about him, but one of the things I love is his big heart, and one of the ways that he expresses that big heart is he talks a lot about peace. In fact, if you've been around here any length of time, you've probably heard him give a benediction, sort of a blessing at the end of his message. And at the end of that, he says, go in peace. Well, I ran across an article by a pastor that I thought was super helpful thinking about this idea of peace, because really my prayer is for you this Christmas that one of those gifts that you would unwrap is peace. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says it this way. It says, God sent Christ to make peace between himself and us. And I know for a lot of people, this year has been really, really difficult. There's been a lot of ups and downs, but at the same time of all the uncertainty and fear, there's been a lot of people that have actually thrived and people that have done really well. And so as we wrap up this year and we look to the new year, there's hope. There's hope, and there's a brand new start where God can help us experience his peace. This article outlines three kinds of peace. The first one is a peace with God. This is what we'd call spiritual peace, and hands down, it's the most important. That if you don't have any other kind of peace, this is the peace that you and I desperately need. It affects everything else. Ultimately, that peace between God and himself that 2 Corinthians talks about. In other words, God doesn't want us to live disconnected from him. And peace with God doesn't come from our efforts. It doesn't come from what we do. It comes from what Jesus himself did on the cross. And so if you've never unwrapped that gift, that would hands down be the priority. The second kind of peace is peace within. This is what some might call emotional peace. It's this idea that we need not just peace with God, but the peace of God inside of us, the peace of God living inside of us. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And so he wants that peace that comes from relationship to impact every area of our lives. The word, in fact, we'll talk about this in the new year, but the word for peace is often shalom, and it means more than just ending hostilities. It means true comforting peace that God gives to confused hearts, his guiding peace that he gives for us, forgiving peace that he gives us, confident peace. And so we'll talk about that more in the new year. But the third kind of peace, not just peace with God, not just peace within, but peace with other people. This is what we would call relational peace. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death. See, the further we are from God, the more our relationships are further apart. But when we strengthen our relationship with God, it strengthens our relationships with other people, like our spouses, if you've got kiddos, extended relationships. What begins to happen is when you focus on your relationship with God, it pulls other people together. So I want to encourage you today. I don't know what's on your agenda. I don't know what you're facing, but I do know that God wants you to have his peace, the peace with God, the peace within, and the peace with others. It's a free gift from God himself. So I want to encourage you to unwrap it today. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.